Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
No, I said coffee.
Beer.
Coffee.
Beer.
C-O.
B-A.
Jump in my car. Take you home. Jump in my car. It's too far to walk on your own.
No, thank you, sir.
Ah, come on, I'm a trustworthy guy.
No, thank you, sir.
Oh, little girl, I wouldn't tell you no lie.
I know your game.
How can you say that we only just met?
You're all the same.
Ooh, she's got me there, but I'll get her yet.
I got you there.
No, you didn't. Nothing to try, and you'll arrive home nice and dry. Jump in my car. I wanna take you home. Come on, jump in my car. It's too far to walk on your own.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. Ted Mulry began his recorded career in 1970 as a solo artist, but he formed his own band called the Ted Mulry Gang in 1972. The song you just heard, Jump in My Car, was a number one hit for the group in 1975. The song spent 6 weeks at number one on the Australian charts. The Ted Mulry Gang are definitely one of my favorite Australian rock and roll bands. Let's hear a couple more songs by the group. You're going to hear two singles from 1976. The first, Darktown Strutters Ball, made it to number 3 on the Australian charts, and the second, Crazy, made it to number 11 on the Australian charts, both in 1976.
Play.
Sherbet were one of the more popular Australian pop rock acts of the 70s. They had two number one hits, Summer Love in 75 and How's That in 1976. I'm going to play you one of their more rockin' songs from their 1975 album Life is for the Living. This is a song called Matter of Time by Sherbet. In the U.S., this next band is known as Angel City, but in their home country, Australia, they've always been known as the Angels. The band was formed in 1974 by brothers Rick and John Brewster and singer Doc Neeson. Their first album came out in 1977 and was produced by Harry Vanda and George Young. The Angels had two more albums that only came out in Australia then, in 78 and 79, Face to Face and No Exit. The band then signed an international record deal with CBS, and an American record was released in 1980, which was called Face to Face, but was actually a compilation of songs from the Face to Face and No Exit Australian albums. Very similar to the Angels was a band called Rose Tattoo. Formed in 1976, featured Angry Anderson. We heard his previous band Buster Brown on part one. Also featured Peter Wells. We heard his previous band Buffalo on part one. And they were also produced by Harry Vanda and George Young, just like the Angels. Had a similar sound. Like I said, they formed in 76. In the next 10 years, they put out 4 records. Definitely one of the most loved Australian rock bands from the late 70s, early 80s, in Australia at least, is a band called Cold Chisel. They formed in 1974. Their first album came out in 1978. Their first two albums went gold. Then their third album, East, which came out in 1980, went 5 times platinum. And their next 2 records were both number 1 hits in Australia.
Yeah.
There was definitely a vibrant punk rock scene in Australia in the late 70s, early 80s. If you go back to the punk episode I did, you can hear songs by The Saints and Radio Birdman. Let's hear some of the lesser-known classic punk rock bands from Australia now. The first band you're going to hear is a band called The Cheap Nasties, punk band formed by Kim Salmon, who would later found the band The Scientists. The lyrics for this song, Cheap and Nasty, were supposedly written by Dave Faulkner, who would later go on to found the band The Hoodoo Gurus. The song you're going to hear after The Cheap Nasties is a song by Dave Faulkner's punk band, The Victims. Then you're going to hear a few more Australian punk bands from the 70s, The Babies, The News, and The Thought Criminals, and The Psycho Surgeons. And then you're going to hear a 1982 punk single by a band called The Lonely Hearts. And the last two songs you'll hear will be by the classic Australian band, The Scientists.
Always back and play out. You don't want no rest. Hanging out with her friends. Well, she had style, and she just the way she smiled. So I
Like I said, those last two songs you heard were by The Scientists, band that formed in 1978. Both of those songs, Last Night and It's For Real, come from their 1980 EP. One more classic Australian punk band for you, a band called The Boys Next Door. This band morphed eventually into a noise rock band called The Birthday Party. Both bands featured Nick Cave, of course, and this song you're going to hear, Somebody's Watching, is from the 1979 album Door Door by The Boys Next Door.
Yeah.
The Sports were a popular new wave rock group in Australia, active between 1976 and 1981. Their 1979 album, Don't Throw Stones, was a top 10 hit. Jojo Zepp and the Falcons formed in 1975. They put out six records between 77 and 82. The Reels, 2 E's, were a quirky Australian group. They formed in 1976, put out three new wave albums between 79 and 82. The Hitmen were formed by Johnny Canis, a former member of legendary Australian punk rock band Radio Birdman. Their first single, Didn't Tell the Man, came out in 1979. The Radiators were a sort of Australian pub rock band that went new wave. They formed in Sydney in 1978, and their first album, Feel the Heat, from 1980, went platinum in Australia. The band Australian Crawl formed in 1978. Their debut album, The Boys Light Up, which came out in 1980, went quintuple platinum in Australia, was a top five record.
Sounding boom, I said beatball, there's
band Moving Pictures also formed in 1978, and their 1981 debut album Days of Innocence was a number one record in Australia. Sonny Boys formed in 1980 in Sydney as a sort of post-punk power pop band. I'm going to play you a song off of their 1982 album Individuals. The song's called I'm Not Satisfied, the Sonny Boys. Obviously, In Excess are one of the most famous bands internationally to come out of Australia. The band actually formed in 1977, and I'm going to play you a song off their 1980 self-titled debut. Another Australian band that found a lot of success internationally was a band called Midnight Oil. They actually formed in 1976 in Sydney. I'm going to play you a song off of their 1979 album Head Injuries, that's their second record, and then a song off their third record from 1981, Place Without a Postcard. The Divinyls are obviously primarily known outside of Australia, unfortunately, for their ridiculous 1991 single, I Touch Myself. The band actually formed in Sydney in 1980, and they were a kick-ass rock band back in 83-85 when their first two records came out.
To all the boys in town. lies at your head. Too many lies that make you afraid. Too many stains in your bed. Too many tears that you'll be shed. Too many worms that never bled. Too many reasons to be dead. Your time is up. You shouldn't have said. Can't see a clearing up ahead. This silliness that you've been, will all that time be deep and in? Your time is up.
Mental as Anything formed in 1976 in Sydney. They put out 6 gold or platinum albums in the 80s. Their third record, Cats and Dogs, went to number 2. The Innocents formed originally as Beethoven. They had a number two hit in 1980 with a song called Sooner or Later, and they were mentored and produced by Kim Fowley at one point. A compilation record called Here We Come came out in 1984. The Hoodoo Gurus formed in 1981. They put out seven albums between 84 and 96. The first six of those went either gold or platinum, and four of them were top 10 records in Australia.
Tracy was angry, a bad mood, just outside. When I went out, she was alone. She said, I would like to go home. I asked her, who are you with? She said, no one. I could tell that she lied.
The Lime Spiders were a psychedelic punk band, actually formed in 1979, but their first EP didn't come out until 1983. I'm going to play you probably their most well-known song, single from 1984 called Slave Girl.
To the Stone Age with me.
Paul Kelly is a well-known Australian singer-songwriter. His first album, Talk, came out in 1981. His 1986 record, Gossip, was a top 20 album in Australia.
On the side, all says 11 degrees. my shoes all slick and spit, and my singlet fresh and my sideburn shaved as I turn from the mirror and I open my first beer since yesterday. Danny brings the bedford round, a three-ton girl with a flat top tray.
If you go back to the AOR episode I recorded, you can hear a song off of this band's first album from 1987. I'm going to play you the title track from their second album from 1988. This is a band called Noiseworks. The second album's called Touch. It debuted at number 5 on the Australian charts, and this song went to number 12. It's called Touch by Noiseworks.
Thank you. Okay, that's going to do it for part two on Australian rock. There will be a part three. I'll get into some of the hard rock and heavy metal that was coming out of Australia in the 80s, some of the pop punk and power pop stuff from the late 80s into the early 90s. Probably as far as I'll get is I'm not sure how deep I'll go into the 90s with some of the cool power pop stuff that was going on. It's about as far as I'll go. I think we'll take a break from Australian rock, and the next episode I'm going to post is going to be my favorite songs from movie soundtracks. And then after that, I'll post part three of Australian rock. There's going to be a part two of Canadian rock coming up, and I'm going to do another power pop episode soon. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff coming up. Another AOR episode eventually. I'm going to do an episode of hair metal, stuff like that. So keep tabs on what's going on. Go to the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. Go to the Facebook page. There's a link for the Facebook page at the blog. There's also an email address, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. That is also on the blog. And at the blog, I list in order all of the songs that I play on the episodes. If you want to go find out what a certain song was exactly, if I didn't exactly tell you on the podcast, I'd like to do an episode of requests at some point if I get enough requests in. So if there's a certain song you've always wanted to hear, a certain band, certain album you've always wanted to hear, something that's hard to find, difficult to track down, send me a request. Send me an email or a message on Facebook. And if I get enough requests, I will put together an episode of those requests. All right, so to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a great song by Jimmy Barnes, who was the frontman of Cold Chisel. His first solo album, Body Swerve, came out in 1984. Then he had a second album in Australia in 85 called For the Working Class Man. Those two albums, songs from those two albums were combined to make a self-titled record that came out in the United States in 1985. It's a great album. This is a great song. Jimmy Barnes, No Second Prize, 1984. Until next time.
I'll be back.